The Art Society Brussels organises lectures in English on a range of artistic and cultural topics. For its upcoming season, Surrealist Art, The Cinema of David Lean and The Story of Wine are all on the programme. Chairman Muriel Lau tells the Bulletin how members and non-members can get involved in the society.
So thank you, Muriel Lau, for coming to talking to the Bulletin about the Brussels Art Society. Can you tell me a little bit about the society, which I know recently changed its name from BridFas?
Yes, I must admit that working for such a great organisation, there's a lot to be said about the name BridFas, because originally we were created in 1987 with the name British Decorative and Fine Arts Society. A member society of NADFAS, which is based in London. And it was after the 50 years celebration that they decided in May 2018, they decided they needed to evolve to keep up with changing times in order to reach out to more people in more places. So they changed their name to the Art Society to better communicate who we are, what we do, and what we mean to our members. So a big part is social, hence society, and an even bigger part, the arts. The belief that the arts are essential to enriching people's lives will always be at the very heart of who we are. So as membership secretary back in 2015, I volunteered and then moved on to become secretary, program secretary. And behind each organization, there is a driving force. So when I took over as chairman in 2019, I had no experience in how to take over the leadership, but I was a great believer in what the Art Society were offering and was determined to continue what Brussels was providing to our members, and that was fantastic lectures. So I found myself following the training that was made available on the Art Society website and creating an interesting program, which was a result of attending together with the program secretary the directory day, where all the accredited lecturers, and I can say we have a number of 360, who make their individual presentations with the topics that we have to offer. I suddenly realized that BridFas, as we were called at the time, needed to reflect the new name and join forces as cultural partner with the Brussels Women's Club. The idea of reaching out to other organizations, providing more activities in which people could make friends and speak English, seemed a great opportunity.
You mentioned that you're part of a larger organization. How does the Brussels group fit into that exactly? Do you get support from them? Do you sort of share any program activities?
Yes, indeed. It is one of 380 societies worldwide, which brings people together through a shared curiosity for the arts. But we are the only one in Belgium. We are an association of local organizations, all seeking to promote the arts and delivering fantastic lectures. And we interact with the mainland Europe societies and get together during the directory day and exchange our experiences and even the programs that we offer to be able to select good quality examples.
And your main activities are lectures, aren't they, on various arts topics? And I suppose they've been largely online for the past year or more. How's that been going, and how are you planning future events?
Well, our talks of subjects of art, which are given in English, are held from October till June at the Town Hall of Wallier Saint-Lambert, Avenue Poly-Mars. Metro Tombeck is the easiest route. And we generally meet up at 19:30 for drinks and the lecture at 20:00, which usually lasts an hour and 15 minutes, allowing for a question and answer with the lecturer. And we organise guided tours and also have a cultural partnership with the Foundation Frisson Horta. But since last year, during the pandemic, this was interrupted, and we found ourselves learning the new technology of the Zoom application, and we were the first society in mainland Europe to experience a Zoom talk with our lecturer, who was giving her first online lecture. And it was quite an experience, but proved to be essential for a large majority of our members, who were delighted to be able to connect with one another. Our lecturers had to adapt to facing a screen rather than an audience, but our overall evaluation was positive, and we nevertheless maintain our membership throughout the season at 70 members.
That's good. Can you give me an idea of what your most popular topics are? Because I know there's all types of subjects that you cover.
Well, that is obviously in view of the fact that we are an international organization with different interests, we actually try to vary the program, because it's all a question of learning something new and also from a different perspective. Because if you have the people who come to the town hall, to the lecture, they suddenly realized that they had never looked at a painting in the way it has been described. So we learn new things. So it is obviously a question of surprising the participants in varying the program with things that they have never seen before. We are hoping to be back at our venue and welcome everyone in person or on Zoom, according to the situation at the time. Whichever way, it will be great to welcome members and non-members again. Our first event is with a local lecturer, Christiane Kraus, on Belgium surrealism. She will explain how René Magritte became world famous and put Belgium on the map of surrealism. So we have 8 lectures in total for the next season, and people can log on to our website, theartsociety.org/Brussels, to find out more information and details of how to become a member or sign up for our newsletter.
Thanks. You mentioned your membership, but I know that you're also reliant on a team of volunteers to run the group. Yes. Can you tell us more about this team of volunteers?
In view of the fact that most of our members are a certain age group, it's nice to have the younger people with brilliant ideas, and membership is €80 for the 8 lectures. To be part of the committee, of course, we have to pay up our membership. You don't necessarily have to be on the committee to be a volunteer. If you have a couple of hours to spend to help us and the various tasks that we have, it makes it much easier. I think that the burden is evenly spread out throughout the members, and it becomes more friendly and more amusing. We always count on our members to bring along a guest free of charge, and then obviously with the hope that they become a member thereafter. We did in the past at Christmas have a sort of a gift that we used to give to members, and they could hand over to a friend to invite them for free for our lectures. So we do have several opportunities to invite other participants free of charge to test out whether they like it or not. We used to have the English expat who attended our lectures, but when people retired and went abroad, our membership became international, for whom English was not their mother tongue. That is the reason why we always choose our lecturers who have a good diction in order to make themselves understood. Unfortunately, like other organisations in Brussels, we are experiencing difficulties in attracting volunteers to help us out. But our committee is constituted of devoted and dynamic members, the chairman, myself, a treasurer, secretary, programme secretary, membership secretary, guided tour organiser, and last but not least, our IT technician. When I went to the Art Society House in London for the induction course for society chairs, I was immediately told that the first thing I must do is focus on succession planning. Not an easy task when volunteers appear to be rare. However, we form a team. T for together, E for everyone, A for achieves, and M for more.
Well, that sounds good. We'd like to thank you, Muriel, and also wish you all the best with your programme and with the committee and finding more volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.